Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
On a soggy Tuesday, Chiefs talk coming your way. Yes, you just heard some of the chatter, some of the banter from Chiefs camp. I just got back from St. Joe, literally just rolling in.
Dude, I was
straight out of St. Joe, right? And as always, just want to, say bravo to the, drivers out on the road. Their ability to stare at their phone and maintain 69 miles an hour in the left lane is staggering. I would just like to say thank you to that crew.
If the Chiefs
offense... The insecure guy in the giant pickup truck that apparently his pant size, if you know what I mean, is based upon whether or not he can keep 48 cars behind him on a highway. I'd like to say bravo, my friend. Wow, what an impressive individual you are. That's outstanding. Good job.
If the Chiefs' offense drive and defense can operate with the consistency that bad drivers do on that road coming south, they're going to be 15-2 this year.
Fun drive.
It is never a fun drive.
I usually like to throw the people from Minnesota under the bus because they don't know their left from their right. That's apparent if anyone's been to the state of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So you'll see a few of them. And you're like, listen, they're simple people up there. They haven't figured out how to move south away from those asinine winners. They're simple people. They don't know their left from their right. So we deal with that. But when I see Missouri and Kansas tags, I'm assuming you do.
You'd think.
It's good to know. Good to know. Didn't get the bird today. How about that? How about that?
It's a rarity.
Yeah, it's good. I chose to just sit back and soak it up. Enjoy it as part of the camp fun.
Right.
We'll talk to Alec Lewis, talk some Royals baseball in the 3 o'clock hour. Tim Grunhardt, loudmouth Grunny, is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll see what I'm sure some wonderful analogies from Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Spin some yarns.
Some ha-has, some tails.
He'll overrate somebody based on one game.
Maybe mispronounce someone's name.
No doubt.
That's coming.
Maybe he'll insult future Hall of Famers. We'll see.
We never know.
Chiefs Hall of Famer, Tim Grunhardt.
What Tim's going to say.
Brought to you by CBD American Shaman. They must be so proud.
Jamie
and the crew over there, so proud.
Yes.
Timmy comes on.
Yes.
That's our guy. We'll get you the things you need to know in the 5 o'clock hour, courtesy of the lawman at Jungle Law. Shahan Jayaraja. We'll be talking college football with us in the 5 o'clock hour. So, what more do you want, people?
It's
one, Tubby already bitching about traffic. Two, yep. Alec Lewis talking Royals baseball. Tim Grunhardt talking Chiefs football. And then talking college football. Beach volleyball? What more can you ask for?
That is a full plate.
Well, I've got more, Curtis.
What? You've got more?
We're at Tickets for Less. Ticketsforless.com, the location, if you want to GPS it, 7311 West 130th Street. On the web, it's ticketsforless.com. Easy. The name of the company is Tickets for Less. If you can remember that, you're like 75% of the way, 85% of the way to the website, because it's ticketsforless.com. If you go there and use the promo code 810WHB, no spaces, 810WHB.
What's that? Oh, that's our station.
That's right. You can take advantage of 10% off your Chiefs ticket order with the promo code 810WHB. Just go to ticketsforless.com, enter the code 810WHB, and when you check out, you save 10%. Curtis, quickly, what's 10% of 187?
$18.70.
See, you know what?
What?
That's fantastic.
I'm so
you
I'm
nailed
so
it.
Good.
You nailed
I had
it.
To think about it, though. I found the answer in the ceiling tiles.
You're ready for the ACTs. You're 100% ready. 100% ready. You can get preseason tickets. Upper levels, $15. Lower levels, $30. Call right now at 913-685-3322. I mentioned if you're taking little kids, grab those preseason games. They're the same thing to the little ones, right? So $15 in the upper deck, $30 in the lower tank. How about a four-pack special, Curtis? If you were going to go to the Seahawks game or the Broncos game, get four tickets and a parking pass, you would expect to pay about how much?
$5.
Yeah. $500.
Yeah.
And you'd probably be pretty happy.
Oh yeah.
Right?
That'd be a steal.
$225, Curtis.
For how? For
four.
For four?
Let me see if I got this right. Score four tickets and a parking pass to see Chiefs host either the Seahawks or Broncos, starting at just $225. I would say that that's a typo, except for on this other page it says, with the specials starting at just $225 for the Seahawks, you won't find a better deal for the Chiefs regular season tickets.
That's just
Chiefs
silly.
Four pack.
That's
four upper or lower.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, take your choice. How about this VIP tailgate? They do all the work. You eat all the food, or at least try to eat all the food. Can't do it. They won't run out.
No.
It's all you can
They'll
eat.
Make more.
All you can drink. Curtis, could you drink all their beer?
Probably not.
Probably not. Nope. Beer, seltzers included, $20. $20. I believe a cold beer inside Arrowhead is, what, $86?
I think so.
No offense to the fine folks at, you know, the Chiefs. You know, if you can get it, charge it.
Yeah.
Is a little less. I'm being told it's less. I'm sorry.
76.
I'm being told it's less. In fact, it might even be less than $20. But the point is, for like the price of like basically a beer, maybe just a hint more, right? You are going to be able to get all you can eat and drink before you walk in the stadium.
Wow. It's just absurd.
How do they do it with these prices, Curtis?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
The answer?
It's crazy ticky.
Volume.
Yeah, volume. Crazy tickies. Crazy Danny's. Whatever you...
It's a quote from a Saturday Night Live skit back in the 80s. The change store. I pulled over. I need a change for a 20. I said, could I get four fives? They said, no, but I can give you a 10 and five twos. People ask us, how do we make money? Volume.
The great Jim Downey.
Yeah.
So that's such a great, just Google or YouTube it. It's worth it.
I was headed to get air in my tire, and I didn't have any quarters. Then I saw the change store. They were able to give me eight quarters for $2.
Says, we can give you two tens. We can give you four fives. We can give you 10 twos. We can give you a 10 and two fives. We are here for your needs.
It's so great.
One of the few times
people
that Jim
ask
Downey
me, how do we make money?
Camera.
Volume.
Volume. Hall of Fame skit.
Delivered so perfectly. I found myself on the turnpike.
I'm going to have to watch that at the break now.
The exact change lane was... Or the regular lanes were 2 miles long, but there was no one at the exact change lane. And then I saw the change store. Thank you, change store. So well done. Listen, save 10% on your Chiefs ticket when you use the promo code 810-WHB. That's 810-WHB. Soren Petro, Curtis Siebel with you live, straight out of the home base for ticketsforless.com. Again, if you want to stop by and say hello, 7311 West 130th Street, Unit 100. I prefer Suite 100.
I do, too.
I like Suite 100.
Yes, sounds fancier.
Because it is sweet in here.
Yes.
It's one of our favorite places to do a remote. One, the people.
Good chairs.
Two.
Best remote
always
chairs.
Always correct change.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Three, just a cool atmosphere. The mural of the Royals championship parade conclusion. Behind us,
mm-hmm.
Floor to ceiling. What is that? What would you say that's about, a 38-foot ceiling?
I think maybe 38 by 70.
Yeah, it's big. It's giant. Not strong with the measurements, but I'm in the ballpark with that one.
Pretty close.
We'd love to see you come down here. We'd love for you to take advantage and save some money on your Chiefs tickets, on your college football tickets. KU, K-State, Missouri, they're going to be going here in just a couple of weeks. Get your tickets there. Use promo code 810WHB, and you can save even more on your college football tickets, plus the Blues and Stars preseason NHL game in Kansas City on October 1st. It's right there at Cable Dahmer Arena. Great place to see NHL action. It's such a great, intimate building. And you can have the NHL stars there. You can get your tickets for that as well. It's at ticketsforless.com. Call with any questions. 913-685-3322. A little bit later on, I have questions about a concert. I need concert tickets.
Same.
Yeah. Do you?
Yes.
What are you looking
Roger
for?
Roger Waters.
War?
Roger Waters.
the Eagles in L.A.? Where are you going? The Eagles are coming here, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I think that and tickets started just a cool $14,000. So have fun with that one.
And I'm looking for Roger Waters at T-Mobile Center.
The Don Henley needs a new walker.
He does.
So
I think he would have made enough money.
Charging
by now,
a little extra. Know. He was very sour when Lebo and I saw him at the House of Blues in Dallas.
Really?
At either a Final Four or a Super Bowl, and somebody took his picture, and he said, "You better not be saving that. I spent a lifetime on this work." He was a sour guy. I was like, this is a fun night. Intimate setting, Don Henley bitching at the fans. You just can't pay for that kind of entertainment just anywhere.
Love the Eagles. Love Henley and Fry, but there is a degree, well, not in Glenn Fry, he's now passed, but when he was around, there is a high degree of self-importance among those two.
Like Dravetta.
If you tell them they're awesome, they're not going to disagree with you.
Yeah, there'll be no argument. There'll be no gee thanks.
Yeah, but they've got a resume that backs up what they think. But you don't have to.
I'll be Henley. I'll be Don Henley. Call me awesome.
You're awesome.
And?
And what else am I? and what else am I? I'm also a very good lyricist and drummer as well. That's actually a pretty good impression. Anybody who's ever
that's not bad. That is not bad.
Now, if you could possibly get away from me, I'd like to not.
Now,
talk
can
to
you
anyone.
Just say with your wayfarers on?
Not in that range.
Not in that pitch. No. Okay.
I don't have those golden pipes. So please get away from me before I punch you in the face.
He's not lasting long in a fight, I don't think.
No. I'll hit you with a stick.
One of the few I might still take a swing at.
How would you like if I smash this snare drum over your head and smack you with a cymbal? It's possible. I never realized I could actually do a good Don Henley impression.
Yeah, okay. Good. Good to know. All right. Let's start with a little bit of Kansas City Chiefs today.
How about Danny Shelton?
You like Danny Shelton?
Were we
rolling live with Danny Shelton?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you can only drop so much.
So the 7 seconds hadn't built back up when he dropped his F-bomb? Is that what you're saying?
Unfortunately, the delay was taken care of on the S-bomb, so both the F-bombs were able to make their way in.
Did he have two? I missed the second one.
He came back, I thought, with a subtle S-bomb. It was very difficult.
S-bomb, F-bomb, S-bomb? Was that?
I think that's what
okay,
it was.
Okay, so then what got in was the F-bomb and the second S-bomb.
Yeah. But, I mean, first word...
Well, like complete pros, we draw no attention to our failure to adhere to the FCC rules.
First
very subtle
word.
Here. His first word was blank.
You heard it there in the open. You're like, okay.
It's like blank, man. You know, like, oh, okay. What do you want to do? How about Steve Spagnuolo? You don't want to blank and piss him off.
I got up to go down the hall and tell someone, oh, man, Danny Shelton, first word, he drops an S-bomb. And before I could get back to the studio, he had dropped the F-bomb. I'm like.
I was actually thrilled to hear it. He and I found our current job for the same way.
Okay, please, are you joking? Because I'm going to tell a story about something I heard that I was amazed by.
No, go ahead. I was just telling a stupid joke.
No, but you found your jobs the same way, which was.
I was just gonna say we got offered the job here, and we were sick of flying around.
Yeah, it's like why the Chiefs? I was kind of sick of flying around.
Oh
well,
man, there's ringing endorsement. I was tired, man. Tired here. Might as well sign
around. I don't know if you know they fly me coach. You see my big ass? I ain't fitting on a coach. Tired of asking for seatbelt extenders.
That first answer.
He was a peach of a guy.
Oh, like, yeah.
What weight do you want to be at? He's like, 50,
we got
55, 45, whatever they want me to be at. And somebody goes, 3? Like, or what was it? How they say it? Is it 3 in front of that? Or what ain't a 2?
Ain't a 2. I've been 240 since I was in middle school or elementary school or something like that.
That was priceless.
Like, you know, I don't doubt that.
I'm sick of going, ma'am, can I get an extender? Do you got another extender? He ain't fitting on a Southwest.
No.
He's definitely not fitting on anything Delta flies. Where the tray, Sam McDowell can't put the tray down in front of him because it hits his gut. Guy weighs like a buck five, and he can't even put the tray down on a Delta flight. Anybody flown Delta lately? No, because they don't take off. You couldn't do it if you wanted to, even if you had a ticket.
We've said what Delta stands for. Doesn't ever leave the airport.
I got home on Delta from L.A. 5 hours late, but I got home, and I considered myself lucky. Set low expectations. People are thrilled when you do a piss-poor job.
30 years ago, their phrase was, ready when you are. Nope.
We got to call Schultz. Schultz went to the 100-year bash with me, and he had just spent they went to New York for 2 days. And 4 days later, he was home. Two extra days in New York. Joe Spiker's like, hey, come on, let's go out, let's get another beer. And he's like, yeah, you know, I just impromptu bought two extra days of hotels in New York this past weekend I wasn't planning on. I'm going to pass on a few pricey late-night pops.
That's not a three-digit purchase.
I don't know what he stayed or what it was. But
2 days in New York, happy. I'm sure, wasn't cheap. That's not something that you can just, you know, it just gets thrown into your budget and you go,
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, here we go. Especially when, you know, it's the Ritz or bust, like, you know, Schultz.
Yeah, he doesn't stay in subpar.
No, he's a big deal, big heavy hitter.
He's at the Plaza.
Yeah, that's where he is. He does that. We're laughing about it. I don't really care.
Nah.
But I was riding back up, and somebody in the media says, somebody goes, well, how about Danny Shelton firing right out there? And a guy says, I liked it. You know, good for him. You know, he's a professional athlete. Speak your mind. I was like, well, that's an incredibly uninformed opinion. To which it got no response. That was just left there.
Oh, good for him.
I was like,
good for him.
Again, no one died.
All right.
We're all going to be fine. Yeah. But, like, there is a level of expectation. There are kids out there.
Yeah.
What if one of our interns heard that?
I think they'd probably have to go home.
Can you imagine if Rico heard that? His head would explode.
Yeah.
Such a pristine individual, pure as the driven white snow. His head would explode.
Most kids, if they ride the bus, have already heard both of those words. But that doesn't take away from the idea that you're going to be in front of microphones. In an organization that is so controlling of what their players are allowed to say in front of reporters, it seems like they wouldn't pull him aside and go, maybe they didn't know, does he often do that? Or did he say, oh, I got it good. I'm good. I won't say anything bad. Boom.
I think my request each week will be, we need Danny Shelton. Yeah. I need a guy who's going to speak his mind.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I like Danny Shelton. I think if he's the player he was when he first came into the league or near it, he can be an effective guy. He can collapse the pocket for this team. I think he and Derek Nnadi in tandem to blow some things up. If you wanted to go big and put Chris Jones outside, I don't love Chris Jones being outside, but you're going to rotate through. Chris Jones doesn't play every snap. But if nothing else, just the combination of Shelton and Nnadi next to Chris Jones and maybe Wharton, keeping everybody fresh, I like it. I think it's got the potential to be a really good signing. So.
You don't need him to be an all-pro to have it have an impact.
Yeah. I was amazed. I was like, can't there be a time and a place? Like, I think anyone who knows me knows I don't mind the profanity. Right? But there's also, like, a time and a place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't mind two guys punching each other in the face.
Right.
In the middle of a ring with boxing gloves on and fans in attendance. Ah, that spoke my mind, and the guy punched me in the face. So we decided to have a brawl. No. There's a time and a place for certain things.
Yes.
Dropping F-bombs when you know things are being taken live.
Yeah.
Not, you know.
After already dropping the first one, you would have thought maybe you'd gone, oh, my bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta be on my P's and Q's, and then
no prude.
2 minutes later.
Yeah, I'm no prude. I'm not melting here.
Don't want to blanket up.
I'm just I'm just like,
okay.
Maybe a mild effort. I don't know. Can I? So if we're all just speaking our mind, can I ask questions like that? But will it be okay? Will the Chiefs mind if I go, Andy, what the blank happened in that game?
Right.
As long as we're good with that, as long as we can all speak our mind, but then I'm good with it, because there are some questions I'd like to ask, you know, at the end of some games. Hey, why the blank is Brad Keller going back out to start a game? I would like to ask questions like that. If we can all do it, or did this individual just hold Danny Shelton at a higher level? Danny Shelton could do it, but not fans. Yes. Can fans go, hey, how about a blank and autograph, Shelton?
Yeah.
You blank? The guy's just speaking his mind.
Yeah, just being truthful.
Why? I mean, why isn't that okay then?
I know.
I'm okay with that as long as... Yes. The follow-up is okay, too. I would love to roll in after a game and be like, well, who blanked that one up? I mean, that blanking guy's a blank and blank, isn't he?
Coach, what the blank?
I would love that. As, you know, let's go. Let's do things that way. I suspect it's just a kiss-ass move.
I will say that when I think it was the great Danny Klingscale once said there are sometimes, I know Dick Vermeil said, you know, I don't like profanity, but sometimes it's the best way to say what's on your
right.
mind. And Danny said, you know, there's some things that certain you cannot adequately project or elicit without using profanity. Some things it's just required. It wasn't required there, but when he went, I was just, that kind of fit. He wanted to express, and when he says, don't want to blank it up, that kind of fit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's again, not ideal,
again,
but
not against
yeah.
the profanity.
And it's intent of it.
Yeah.
Blank you is different than,
yeah.
I don't want to blank it up.
Yeah, shouldn't I be able to let that one fly?
Yes.
I mean, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, who blanked up your time there? What?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Did you blank up your time in Detroit? Is Matt Patricia a blank? If I can ask those questions, I'm fine with you know, us figuring out how to dump things quicker.
But just be consistent.
Yeah, I just want the consistency. Two-way street. Two-way street. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think the chat was with Danny Shelton and members of the Chiefs, public media relations and coaching staff? Do you think they said?
I don't think one was had, but now that – I'm on the radio, and they're transcribing every word that we're saying about the Chiefs.
Hi, guys.
One will be had by dinner time tonight, would be my guess, because it was not the upper side of the Chiefs PR that was there. And I think at some point somebody would be like, listen, just
don't blank and say that. That would be great.
Do you blank and get it or not?
Yeah.
You know?
Stop with this blank and blank. Word?
Don't play like blank. You know, there's an adage. The great, great, great philosopher, Kansas City philosopher Buddy Bell once said, you're not good enough to be an a-hole. So don't blank.
Don't blank.
Don't blank. Don't blank in your hat on Sunday
yeah.
and then come say that.
Right.
You know?
Get
yeah.
get three sacks, have an Aaron Donald game. You can just walk out to the media thing
hey,
and
no.
go, blank, and then walk away.
Get three sacks, have an Aaron Donald game, blank and A, Cotton. You know? Have at it.
Have at it.
All right, we take a break. Blank and great deals.
Yes, they are.
At Tickets for Less. You can save 10% on Chiefs tickets. It is 810-WHB, 810-WHB, 810-WHB. Save 10% off on your Chiefs ticket order at ticketsforless.com. Upper-level preseason tickets, they're $15. Lower, $30. Call 913-685-3322. They got four packs of Chiefs tickets as the Chiefs host either the Seahawks or Broncos. Four tickets and parking for just $225. VIP tailgate, $20 for the preseason games. Get it right now. Let them do the work. You get all the eats and treats, all you can eat barbecue, beer, seltzers, tailgate games. It's the VIP tailgate, best tailgate at Arrowhead, and it's only $20 for preseason games at ticketsforless.com. Oh, really? Is that what that is? Good to know. That's a little frightening.
My expression, or?
Yes.
Yeah, most of my expressions are unsettling.
Looked
best.
Like a some kind of beast that wanted to eat children.
That seemed a little bit over the top there.
Yeah, maybe
gilding the lily somewhat.
Can you get that high on the?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Let's hear it.
Serious?
Pull the mic away.
Pull the mic away.
No, didn't get there. Did not get there. I can't believe you did that.
I can't either. Everyone in back's like, "What is happening up front?"
Blank that, man. Yeah, I would say that.
A guy walked in and immediately walked right back out. He's like, I don't know what's going on in there, but I'll get my tickets later.
Dan's going to come out. We're trying to run a respectable business. What kind of freak show is going on up here?
No, someone's going to. Is Robert Plant here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just you.
I mean, you're built the same.
I thought Zeppelin. Oh, yeah, right. If you took me and just squeezed me together. And maybe equal.
Or maybe if you cut you in two.
Yeah, slice me into.
then maybe.
There'd
yeah.
be two Robert Plants and enough left for half a Jimmy Page.
So what you're saying is you're roughly 67% of Led Zeppelin.
Right.
Okay. I like that. I like it. I'm impressed. 913-3810-810, the phone number. We're at ticketsforless.com. Great deal on Chiefs tickets. It's the only place I go to get my Chiefs tickets, whether it's home or away. Don't sleep on those roadies either. 10% off on your Chiefs ticket purchases when you use the promo code today, 810-WHB. It's for a limited time only, so take advantage of it. 810-WHB preseason games. We've got two of them coming up this Saturday and then on Thursday night, $15 in the upper tank, $30 on the lower level. Take advantage of that deal. Chiefs four-pack, four tickets to either the Seahawks or Broncos game, plus parking, people, for $225. It's the best deal around. It's the only place to get your tickets. Concerts, sports, KUK State, Missouri football, yes. They've got that as well. Use the promo code 810WHB and save money on your football, on your college football purchases as well.
There was a time 30 years ago when plus parking didn't mean as much. Plus parking means a lot now.
That means a lot.
That's a huge
what is it now
prepositional
for
phrase.
Parking at the gate is like a gur. It's a grand.
Just
is that
about,
what it is?
Yeah.
It's not that much. You can't even buy it at the gate anymore.
No, not anymore.
And, you know, the beauty of it is, since they did that, I mean, you're in and parked in like 45 seconds, aren't you now? That cleared up all the congestion.
Yes. Here you go, sir. Boom.
It's all fixed.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know if you heard. It's all fixed
now.
Just jet right in. Jet right in. I will say, in defense of the folks at the parking, when I went to the Cowboy game last year,
mm-hmm.
And we didn't go super early, it was pretty damn efficient. So, tip of the cap to the folks.
Yep.
Parking the cars. It ain't an easy job.
Like,
I get it.
You park 60,000 or 50,000 cars in an hour.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let me know how that works for you. Let me know how that all comes out. Should be a lot of fun. We have some rankings of the college football to speak some college football, we'll do a little bit later on as well. As Shahan Jayaraja is going to be with us, national football writer, national college football writer for CBS Sports. But some of our local schools coming up ranked, and they're basically. Ranking, if I were to give you just the title, ranking the best college football coaches from national contenders to overachievers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you thought was of note were where the locals sit and on which list they were sitting.
Yeah, they broke them down. I see the actual name on the – it was Adam Rittenberg, we've friend of the program. Mm-hmm. He broke them down into four areas, national contenders – next up, which he deems to be coaches who are nationally shown they can win on a national basis, but lead teams that aren't yet viewed as championship candidates. The third level is overachievers, coaches who consistently do more with less and elevate programs not typically known for success. And the final one was fast starts, coaches who have been leading FBS programs for 4 years or fewer, but have displayed great promise early in their tenures. And what I think is notable is that on one list, you find Lance Leipold. He is number 10 in the third category, the overachievers.
He consistently overachieves. Yeah. He's at number 10. And so to give you the pedigree of who he's with, the overachiever category, Mike Leach at Mississippi State, Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern, Matt Campbell at Iowa State, Mark Stoops at Kentucky, Dave Clawson at Wake, Jeff Tedford at Fresno State. I don't know that Jeff Tedford belongs here just yet. He's had some ups and downs in his career. Jeff Monken at Army, Hugh Freeze at Liberty. His time at Ole Miss doesn't count, I guess.
Ole Miss's logo is on the article, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, it is. P.J. Fleck at Minnesota, row the boat, you know. Mm-hmm. And Lance Leipold of the Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah. They have 10 coaches for each of the four categories ranked 1 to 10.
And so my suspicion is that they had guys that they liked and they wanted them to be recognized. And because I don't know, is that the category you'd put Leipold in? I'm fine if you want to say he's a tier 3 coach. Okay. But you don't put any parameters about it. But when you say, okay, does more with less, like, at Buffalo, was he knocking on the door? Like, he didn't coach Central Florida, right?
Right.
He coached Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big Lance Leipold fan, and I don't like being put in the position of being like,
he's getting too much credit.
Yeah, I don't mind Leipold. Here's what I think. He probably belongs down around the list of Dave Aranda, Billy Napier, Jamie Chadwell, Mel Tucker, Josh Heupel, Sam Pittman, Jeff Traylor, Sean Clark, Sean Lewis, and Chris Klieman. And I don't know why Chris Klieman's on this list, because this list is called Fast Start.
Yeah.
Like, Klieman and Leipold are very similar to me in the sense that they both were very successful at smaller programs. Klieman's program, as we know, FCS.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, that's why Leipold can't be in that one, because he can only have been an FBS coach for 4 years or fewer.
That's what this said.
Yeah. I just realized, like, why was he?
So – I love lists, and I love anybody, and I respect and appreciate anybody who takes the time to make the list. And just nitpicking our local coaches is a fool's errand. You know, you put together the list, and I would if we had decided to have him on, I will put together my list and say, here's how I would do it, and he'll be like, well, then write your own column, mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, well, then get lost, blank you, you know, I'm now empowered because you know I'm speaking my mind. And we'll blow them off. That might be how that conversation goes. Mm-hmm. No, but I it's not to rip the piece. I want to be clear about that. I like the piece a lot. I like any piece that makes me think, and this one definitely did. But I like that those coaches are mentioned. I just don't kind of like their fit on the parameters of the list they're on.
Yeah.
Right? I see Chris Klieman as more of like steady, slow and steady. He's building something at K-State. I mm-hmm. think they're going to have a really good year. If he delivers 9 wins and is in the race for the conference championship game all year, or he delivers 10 wins and is in the conference championship game this year, then I think, you know, wow, we've really done something. You know, like that is a arrow that is doing nothing but pointing up. Wins against OU and now fighting for or getting into a conference championship game will be tremendous. I think Lance Leipold was put in one of the – it's not quite – the situation that Scott Drew was put in at Baylor, there was not murder on the campus of Kansas, although some would say that perhaps the program was murdered several times by several coaches, not to make light of what happened at Baylor, where one player murdered another. So I doubt anyone will ever take over a situation tougher than what Drew did. Maybe the first year back for SMU after the death penalty, not to equate real death to a sanction.
What it was called.
Right? But that might have been harder. I don't know. But, you know, taking over Kansas as late as he did and as bad as it's been for as long as it's been and following up what I think was one of the worst hires I've ever seen, Les Miles.
Yes.
It was carpet bombing the program.
Yeah.
And left under questionable circumstances at you know, not even horrible circumstances off his last job. I don't know what category it belongs in, but I've already been impressed by how well Kansas played last year.
Yep.
And if he does anything this year, 4+ wins, and I put the ceiling at 6, if he would win 6 games, he's a fast starter. I mean, you know, in his career, okay, it's not his first 4 years, but it's his first 4 years at the Power Five, so he'd fit into that category. Chris Kleiman, I believe, deserves national recognition, so I'm happy to see him get it. We went through this list, and what was our conclusion? No Eli Drinkwitz.
And not just no Eli Drinkwitz, but two spots ahead of Chris Kleiman on the fast starts is Sean Clark, who replaced Drinkwitz at App State.
Well, and...
which I thought was interesting.
And on at number... hang on, where is he? Which list is he on? The guy they said that ended up being the runner-up at Arkansas but got the job. Which list is he on?
Sam Pittman?
Yeah.
I think he's six on that list.
On the same one?
Yeah, he's two spots ahead of Sean Clark.
Look him down. Yeah, there he is, Sam Pittman, six on that list. I mean, and I do want to point out, Pittman's 12-11 at Arkansas.
Yeah, the trajectory is nice. It isn't, you know, he had the rough first year, bounced back nice, and appears to be poised for.
But collectively,
a jump up.
He's and I don't know what was the first year record. I know he's one below 500. He was 6-7 last year.
He was 3-7 in 2020 and 9-4 a year ago. Talking about Pittman.
I'm asking about what was Drinkwitz's first year?
5-5.
5-5. So he's overall 11-12.
Yeah.
Pittman's 12-11, and he makes number six on that list.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Drinkwitz doesn't even get named.
Yeah. Yeah, again, that's, I mean, this kind of trajectory there, Arkansas's ranked in the top 20 in the preseason polls, and they had a nice recruiting class. So even though their record is the same, they appear to be driving in not the same direction. Not that Eli Drinkwitz is going backwards, but Pittman's kind of got where he is and is moving a little faster in the car to continue that terrible analogy.
So I think Drinkwitz could be in this mix. I'm fine. I understand why he's not, because the program he took over wasn't destitute like people would say the Kansas program was. He doesn't have two name brand wins against iconic teams like Kleiman does, with K-State beating Oklahoma twice. Hasn't had as good a single season as Chris Kleiman's had. Hasn't had as good a single season as Sam Pittman's had. I understand why Drinkwitz isn't there, but I don't think he's far off. Like, I think this list probably should have been two or three guys on each one.
Yeah.
And there's, because these guys aren't much further ahead than a lot of other guys.
He beat Pittman head to head their first year, and he also beat LSU, but LSU wasn't LSU.
It was the hangover.
That was
LSU.
The hangover from
it was when Ed Orgeron was spending more time looking for dates than he was trying to win football games.
Right.
You know?
And both those wins were at the gun, which means. KU's was as
well.
But
here's what I want to do. I want to say, where are these programs at the end of this year? Where are our three local coaches at the end of this year, at the end of 5 years, and at the end of 10 years? Let's do that when we come back. We'll take a break. 913-3810-810. The phone number. We're at Tickets for Less, one of our homes away from home. It's literally just down the road from our offices, and it's a great spot. You can find them online at ticketsforless.com. That's ticketsforless.com. Save 10% on your Chiefs purchases. That's the star of the show today, 810WHB. Use the promo code 810WHB. You'll save 10%. Upper deck, $15. Lower deck, $30 on those preseason tickets. So whether it's Washington or the is it just the Packers? I'm sorry, for limited, we get the preseason tickets to see the Chiefs take on the Packers. $15 for the uppers, $30 for the lowers, and of course the four pack of tickets. It is for the Seahawks and Broncos. Four tickets, you can get it right now, and parking pass for just $225. VIP tailgate only $20. It's only at ticketsforless.com. You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810WHB as we're live at Tickets for Less, the place where when you use the promo code 810WHB, you can save 10% on your Chiefs tickets. Get them right now, 10% on your Chiefs ticket. Also use that 810WHB code to buy your Mizzou, K-State, and Kansas football tickets. Never any per-ticket fees with Tickets for Less. Use that promo code 810WHB for a limited time. It is saving you money. Four packs of Chiefs tickets as well for the Seahawks game, the Bronco game, four tickets and parking for just $225. What do we expect This year, 5 years, 10 years. Let's start with who do we want to start with? The aforementioned Eli Drinkwitz.
Sure.
1 year, 5 year, 10 years. Expectations are what?
1 year.
Curtis,
from
why don't
now,
you start
at the end of the season or going into next year?
At the end of this year.
Okay.
That's your 1 year.
At the end of this year, I think they're going to. The first influx of the young talent will start to show up. I think you're going to see signs at the end of the year that they're ready to take a major step next year. I don't think the major step's going to happen this year. But I think
so
they're going to
end
this year. This year, I think they're going to be around 500.
Okay.
6-6. I think they might make a bowl game. But I think at the end of the year, you're going to say, all right, this team needs to win nine games next year. I think you're going to feel pretty good about that.
So 5-7 to 7-5?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. 500-ish, I'll put. End of 5 years.
I think they're going to be that year. I think they're going to be that's going to be an 8-4, 8-4, 9-4 team. But I also have the idea that if they're he could be off to someplace else. But I'm going to say they're an 8-5 or 9-4 team
consistently. Okay.
Yeah.
And at 10 years
between 7-9, in 10 years. If I'm going to say he's going to be that way through five, I'm going to say he's going to be that way through 10. Maybe a possible one step up. It's at some point, somebody has to turn Missouri into what Utah is right now. I mean, if they can do it, I mean, Missouri can do it. So I'll maybe it's a homerish pick, but Gary Pinkel did it. I think Eli Drinkwitz is going to get dudes.
And that is a conference contending for conference championships or winning conference championships?
Contending. Contending for division championships.
Contending division.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Bama and Georgia, they're still going to be monsters.
So they might win a division.
Yeah.
But you don't think they're ready to win? No. They're not going to beat Bama or LSU or whoever.
It's
going to
be much like
side.
The Pinkel, the four Pinkel teams where they got in and then were just clocked.
Okay. Adam?
I'm kind of with Curtis as far as this year, and I'll say, yeah, between 5-7 and 7-5. I think the biggest question about 5 to 10 years will be how patient is Missouri willing to stay? Because I think they could very well start 2-4 this year. If assuming Missouri stays the course and is willing to be patient, I kind of see him. I don't know if he can outdo Pinkel, in the sense.
So where are you at after
conference.
5?
5 years, I would say they're consistent top 25 team. That they very rarely fall out of the rankings. It
Kentucky-ish.
Yeah, that's a good place for them. And then 10 years, I don't know if they get much further than that, just because the SEC is such a bear. I just don't know if they were in a conference like Utah, like the Pac-12, I think they could contend. But I don't know that they ever get past the Kentucky level. But that's okay. Because of where they are, not so much what the program is.
Okay. All right. I will work backwards on this question, and I will say this. 10 years, he's gone. That's and by the way, that's chalk.
Right.
Right? That's not
absolutely
bold at all.
No.
I mean,
most guys
don't get 10 years at any job, so I've not dropped a bold prediction on anyone. I guess we're not going to get to K-State and KU, are we?
We'll find out.
I didn't map out enough time for this.
Right. We Missouri's the only one that matters.
After 5 years, I like the top 25 part. I have scaled back a little bit. I'm not gone, and I'm going to say gone for college football. I was gone for the NFL. Remember, I swung for the fences. I really liked what I heard. I still like what I hear. And I like the recruiting class, which I think is an important part. I'm still waiting to see the quarterback part get answered. And I do think, you know, K-State at Auburn, Georgia at Florida, that is a tough way to go. Now they've got Louisiana Tech and Abilene Christian in there. I wanted to go more in the 8 wins this year. Do I have the guts to do it? There's another one there. I don't think they're winning at K-State, though. No, 500-ish, top 25-ish, gone to another job. My prediction. There it is. We talk Royals next with Alec Lewis.
All All right, Chris Martin of the Dodgers did it last night. Two Royals have struck out four batters in an inning. Name either one. Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.